It looks like it has fangs.
Speaking of fangs, we're also joined by Faye. Hi, Faye.
Wow, that's rude.
You're next in my, I'm just going down the squares, the Hollywood squares.
It's a good, I do have fangs because I'm mad at most of you from last week's episode.
I don't know why.
Certainly I'm mad at Big Fatty for saying that I bogged down the show. Well, I'm glad he's not here to bog us down today. So there.
So you listened to the show then?
I certainly did.
Did you notice how Sam kept us moving?
All right, I get it.
I do want to say, Big Fatty telling someone that they're bogging down the show. I can't think of an analogy, but it's like think of a really good analogy right now.
Right.
And put it right there.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Certainly I'm mad at Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, what's wrong with my voice? Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3527. Of a BFO for Thursday the 12th of August 2021, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, you just can't hit those high notes anymore, I can't. Hello, feeling betters. Big Fatty, it doesn't sound like it, well, y'all, believe it or not. I do feel better. And one moment, please, I've got my hot tea here. I figured Steve the Tater would prefer me to take a sip of hot tea than to have a lozenge in my between my chompas during the little show. But y'all, I feel fine. I feel better than I have. The snot is what it is. It's the phlegm, and y'all, my throat's not sore. But every once in a while I'll have a coughing fit, and Big Fatty Digger had a lot of coughing fits too. He fit people in a lot of coffins. But that's not what I'm talking about. Oh, okay. But y'all, I feel fine. I'm just trying to get it all together so that the miserable vision and demon complex is in my sights. About 11 a.m. in the morning on Thursday, as you hear this, Big Fatty. Happy music, y'all. After I spoke to you yesterday, Mr. Pickle stopped by. He was just getting some information about the trip to the Revolution of Demon Congress. Y'all, it'd be Mr. Pickle and young Jonathan's first trips there. And so they're Big Fatty, they're shitting their pants. No, they're very excited. Oh, okay. Well, they'll probably shit their pants in your car then. Well, maybe. But so he stopped by and we visited for a while. And y'all, then young Nicholas young Nicholas stopped by, and we visited for a little bit, and y'all, I told the two of them, this was about, I don't know, it was a little bit after 7 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, it wasn't that I was feeling bad, I just wanted to go to bed early so I could really just knock this crap out. And so I put on my orange hat, Big Fatty at 65. It never comes off. I just asked him. I said, I'm not being mean, but y'all, I'm sending you on your ways because I'm gonna try to get well. And and they were very understanding, and I appreciate that. And y'all, I ended up crawling into the a chamber, y'all, about 5 minutes after 8 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I had taken my go-to-bed pills. I had taken my NyQuil. I had taken, what else did I take? My echinacea and vitamin C. And y'all, I went to sleep. Now, y'all, because I went to sleep so early, I had some testimoniums, which was fine. You know, a blind guy, Jay, sent me a testimonium wishing me a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Woody out there in the Honolulu sent me one also. And y'all, I don't even know what time it is out there. But anyway, it was crazy. But y'all, I'm okay with those. But y'all, the one that made me mad as a snake, y'all, the Walgreens, texted me at 2 a.m. in the morning, would you like to opt out of text messages? Y'all, I couldn't believe it, and needless to say, I'm going to be, no, I opted out. I was going to say I was going to borrow Dr. Stone's angry old man feather quill, anyway, y'all, I did sleep until a little bit, and I woke up a couple of times, but y'all, it was just wake up. I had a TT one time, but wake up and roll back over, and I was out. And y'all, I didn't really wake up until about 6:45. So y'all, I was real pleased that I got that 11 hours, almost 11 hours of nip a napping. And y'all, got up. I had my coffee, did my Sudoku, y'all finished my last cream horn, and y'all, I'm not nipple walking now because y'all, it's dangerously hot, and y'all, I'm pulling rank this week, y'all. It's my birthday week, and I'm just not gonna worry about the nipple walks this week. So, and you know, we're gonna be at the horror all weekend, and it's just not gonna happen. So we'll just start it. Now, you big fatty, you're sounding like that crooked hat. You're gonna weigh? Yes, I'll weigh. Y'all, by the way, I've with all this y'all, I've lost about 5 pounds. So I'm very pleased with that. So crooked hat, get you a summer cold. That'll help you drop some of the tonnage. But anyway. Y'all, I got my share and I was off. I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, we went as always to the famous toaster. Y'all, I had the three cheese melt with bacon. And of course the Tangeray. Y'all, I could only eat half of it. I just wasn't hungry. When it gets hot outside, I'm just not that hungry. And wrapped up the other half in a napkin. Oh, yes, Big Freddy, the retirees love to take home a napkin sandwich. Y'all, then I headed over to the Vons East. Yes, Big Freddy. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, y'all, as the new, on hump day, y'all went to the Vons East. Big Fatty, you're going out of town, why? Well, y'all, they had some things that were on sale, and I had stackable coupons I could use for them. So, y'all, I didn't get much. Plus, it gave me a chance to walk, get a few steps. And y'all, you know, the Vonsies, it was offering me a free a container of their ice cream. Y'all, I got the Southern Banana Pudding. Got that. And y'all, I picked up a thing of Theraflu because I had a coupon for that. And y'all, they had a pork tenderloin. They were buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a coupon on that. Y'all, they had a new brand of bacon, Kentucky Legend Applewood Bacon. Y'all, it was, I got some of that last week, but y'all, it was still on sale, and I had a coupon. And y'all, then I got some Vons East Tussin CF cough medicine. Y'all, that's all I got. Y'all, I spent $20.16. Ooh, but I saved $16.98. Yes, Big Freddy! And, and y'all, then on my way home, I went by the Sam's Club to get some petroleum. Y'all, $2.69 a gallon, which is ridiculous. But I think Dr. Stone is probably paying and the old gal, Big Fatty. She doesn't buy gas. She doesn't leave the house. Well, that's true. But Dr. Stone is probably paying $2 more a gallon for that. Anyway, but y'all filled up Ruby Red for the big trip, and y'all came home, put my provisions away, and y'all, then I just laid myself down, had me a little nip-a-nap, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, I see y'all. Yesterday I was getting ready to open my package from that Moose P, and we ran out of time, and so we're going to get right to that today. Y'all, before I open that, though, y'all, I want to say Phoenix Dave. Phoenix Dave sent me a Lesbeterian Delivery Service gift card, and I want to thank him for that. And Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, provided a bottle of gin. This is the Queen's gin, by the way. And I want to thank them for that also. But let's see what Moose P sent. Y'all, he sent this, I don't know, sometime last week it came. Oh, Big Fatty, what is that called? The gift wrapping. He did. Let's see what it is. And y'all, it's gorgeous. It says, happy birthday from Moose P. Big Fatty, straight to the point. It's true, y'all, and I'm gonna unpack it. Y'all, I'll put a picture of all this up on the WW. Y'all, did you go look at the pictures of the cans from yesterday? Oh, y'all, by the way, speaking of the cans, Miss Bacon said that she sent me two cans back on the 28th of July, and that y'all, they still hadn't come. So let's just see what we got here, and it looks like, oh, Jesus, I can't get it out. Oh, what is it, Big Fatty? It's something. It's something mechanical. Oh, y'all, this was on my wish list. This is a thing where I can put my cassette tapes. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. All those old radio musicals, not musicals, stories. And you can trade it. No, not trade it. You can, what can you do to it? You can turn them into sound files. Oh, Moose, that's just lovely. You don't know how much I want that. Well, Big Fatty was on your wish list. I think he probably does. But Moose, y'all, one of the kindest people. one of the kindest people out there. And Moose, thank you so much. That'll give me something to do. Yes, Big Fatty, you've got a few, about 30 more years. Oh, God, I ain't gonna live to 95. Y'all, and then, when I got my new printer, oh, that's what I didn't tell you. My new printer came yesterday. And so it's here. And y'all, UPS man said, oh, there's supposed to be a second package for you, but I can't find it, so it'll probably come tomorrow. I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, it came today. Y'all, it is from, it's addressed to BFOXO, Alex and Brandon. Big Fatty, who do you think it's from? Haven't got the foggiest idea. But y'all, it was taped up like the skull had done it, so I've untaped it, and let's just take a look at what it is. Oh, Big Fatty, look! Y'all, it is, it's Pita G tonic water. It's, oh gosh, did it, it's kind of sticky. One of them must have leaked out or something. But Pita G tonic, I mean, Alex and Brandon, that is just too kind. You didn't have to do that. Big Fatty, I'm trying to organize this, it is sticky. What was I saying? Speaking of Alex and Brandon, y'all, I know you're all wondering when the finale of Love Island is. Y'all, it's this coming Sunday. Y'all, I can't believe the summer is over. The summer of Love Island is all but over for us. So, anyway, Brandon and Alex, thank you so much for that. You're just too kind. And I got a message that I got something else coming by the UPS tomorrow, and so I'll have to get young Nicholas to stop by and put it in the secret hiding place. Big Fatty, where is the secret hiding place? Well, it basically just sit it up what is that thing called? What do I sit on the porch? The glider. Yes, Big Fatty, words just get more difficult. Y'all, it's true. Y'all, I was going to play some voice letters today, but y'all, I'm all but out of time. And y'all, all I got to say, I have previewed one of these. And y'all, it is from Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. And y'all, I got to tell you something. I about fouled myself is what I did. And I'm going to have that on tomorrow's little show. I'm playing the voice letters in the order they came. So we'll get some non-birthday voice letters, and we'll eventually get into the birthday voice letters and everything. But and hopefully we'll get Chris's tomorrow, y'all, because I'm pre-recording tomorrow's little show. Y'all, don't forget the what is she calling that? The Tummy Tingles Contest with Miss Bacon through the 31st of August. And oh, dear gussie, Big Fatty, that music started kind of late, didn't it? It was a few seconds late there. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, heading over to the Metropolis Entertainment Con. Y'all, Gary with two R's and DJ Ron have decided that they're going to just come next year. It's just a little bit too iffy for them for this year, so we'll miss seeing them. But we'll have a biscuit at the Sunrise Grill for them. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the kids from over there. But first, and Faye, what you want?
Certainly, I'm mad at Big Fatty.
Oh, you're mad because I. Well, why the hell are you mad at me?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1, and ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.